Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ's love, let us acknowledge our failures and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. As we recall year by year the mysteries by which, through the restoration of its original dignity, human nature has received the hope of rising again, we earnestly beseech your mercy, Lord, that what we celebrate in faith we may possess in unending love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest intervened with all his supporters from the party of the Sadducees. Prompted by jealousy, they arrested the apostles and had them put in the common jail. But at night, the angel of the Lord opened the prison gates and said, as he led them out, "Go and stand in the temple and tell the people all about this new life." They did as they were told. They went into the temple at dawn and began to preach. When the high priest arrived, he and his supporters convened the Sanhedrin, this was the full Senate of Israel, and sent to the jail for them to be brought. But when the officials arrived at the prison, they found they were not inside, so they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the warders on duty at the gates, but when we unlocked the door, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard this news, they wondered what this could mean. Then a man arrived with fresh news. "At this very moment," he said, "the men you imprisoned are in the temple. They are standing there preaching to the people." The captain went with his men and fetched them. They were afraid to use force in case the people stoned them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My God, and the Lord heard him. The humble shall hear and be glad.
is for thy God and the Lord that him.
Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me. From all my tenets he set me free.
Is for thy God and the Lord heard him.
Look towards him and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. Is for thy God the Lord heard him and rescued him from all his distress.
Is for thy God and the Lord.
Around those who revere him to rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is happy who seeks refuge in him.
Is for my God and the Lord hurt him.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned. But whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. On these grounds is sentence pronounced that though the light had come into the world, men have shown they prefer darkness to the light, because their deeds were evil. And indeed, everybody who does wrong hates the light and avoids it, for fear his action should be exposed. But the man who lives by the truth comes out into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God.
the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The opening words, or the first sentence of today's Gospel, reminds me of the words, the text inscribed on the rood beam at St. Bennet's Minster at Beccles. Sic Deus delexit mundum, God loved the world so much. We are told quite a lot about Nicodemus. We are told that he was a Pharisee, a leader of the Jews. But we are told that he came to Jesus by night. And we know that for John, the theme of light and darkness, of truth and evil, are very dear to him. We also know that it was Nicodemus who brought a mixture of aloes and myrrhs and myrrh for Jesus' burial. So Nicodemus was searching for the truth, and of course he found it in Jesus Christ. And the whole of the Gospel, in fact, the whole of St. John's Gospel, of course, is about God's love for the world. God sent his only Son into the world. And that theme of love, of course, is so important. It should be the essence of Christianity. And we at least must try throughout our lives, each day of our lives, to show that love, not only for God, but for one another. No one who believes in him will be condemned. Jesus did not come to condemn, but to save. And we pray that our lives may be ones of witness to the truth and to the light. We pray for the needs of the church, of the world. We pray, or continue to pray, for peace, especially in the Middle East, that this senseless violence and destruction may come to an end, and that peace may come into men's hearts, and that love that Jesus wished to spread. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for vocations to the priesthood, to the monastic and religious life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And we commend ourselves and all God's people, living and dead, to the intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Peace, as we say.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Lord our God, we ask you to hear our prayers and grant them as they are in accordance with your holy will, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Angelus, Domine.
Brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the King, heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising, the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory, as they acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus, Deus Sabaoth.
It rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Gregory the Great and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy for ever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, for ever and ever.
Amen.
At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to sing.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei.
Et omnes peccata mundi, miserere nobis.
Agnus Dei.
Et omnes peccata mundi, miserere nobis.
Agnus Dei.
Et omnes peccata mundi,
behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.